This is Jim Betzer, your host on the second hour of RBN Authentic News. It's 30th day of January, 2024. I welcome your calls. If we don't all go back to some of what is going on here, good stuff, of course. Not only that hacking of the Georgia machine in real time, impeachment articles at work, the deployment of tanks at the border and so forth, federal court, here's what I missed. Federal court has ruled in Canada on the trucker protest. It's a vicious blow to Justin Trudeau. Get this. Truckers in Canada created the most visible display of civic protests against Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's authoritarian COVID-19 lockdowns and vaccine edicts. Truckers united to clog the streets of cities, and Trudeau reacted by freezing bank accounts, towing trucks, arresting some of the Freedom Convoy participants. His heavy-handed actions were now slammed by a high court in Canada. The Prime Minister is reeling from his legal loss, from the Daily Caller. A federal court in Canada has ruled that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's use of the Emergencies Act against protesters in 2022 was unconstitutional, according to a judicial review released on Tuesday. Trudeau's use of the act was not legal and not justified, Federal Court Justice Richard Mosley wrote in the decision. I conclude there was no national emergency justifying the invocation of the Emergencies Act, and the decision to do so was therefore unreasonable. The decision to issue the proclamation does not bear the hallmarks of reasonableness, justification, transparency, intelligibility, and was not justified in relation to the relevant factual and legal constraints that were required to be taken into consideration. We got Frank on the line from New York. Frank, join the conversation.
Hey, Jim, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, I can't hardly hear you, but anyway, Trump's lawyer, she gave an impassioned speech there yesterday after that, you know. What kind of a verdict was that? I mean, this is just ludicrous what they're doing to the man, you know?
Yeah.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, go ahead. You cannot hear me, Frank?
Yeah, okay. All right. Anyway, Jim, you know, we got MAGA on the right side, you know, the conservatives.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I got one for the liberals, okay, for the Democrats. It's called migraine, okay? Just like the headache. And it stands for Make Israel Grandiose Regarding All International New Enemies, okay? Because they're making a lot of them, Jim. You know, a lot of people around the world can see what's going on over there. We've got people fawning in our country, you know what I mean? Because they're afraid of the media, and we know who controls the media. And a lot of these people are afraid to step up and say, hey, look at what's going on over there. It's disgusting, it's genocide, and it's got to end. But, you know, I think I told you in the past, you know, I sent my Senator Gillibrand, you know, saying stop the slaughter over there. You know, we got to go against this. You know, she just sends me back, you know, one of those things that are prearranged, you know what I mean? It said, oh, we stand with Israel. You know, it seems like they all do, Jim. You know, you don't see too many politicians coming out, except for the people that are normally there, the Gang of Four, whatever they call them. That, you know, those women there, basically, you know, they're about the only ones that'll come out and say anything. And you know, we kind of expect that from them, kind of all the time, whether Israel is in the right or wrong.
Yes, Frank. Give me more thoughts.
Okay, well, I'll tell you. Basically, you know, this country, you know, we got to get the election thing straightened out, Jim. I mean, you know, they could possibly steal this again. You know, I mean, you know, the media comes out and they always say, oh, the big lie. Trump says it was stolen with no proof and this and that. I saw all kinds of proof, okay? You know, we saw the photos, the videos. You know, Mike Lindell put out stuff. You know, Mike Lindell was in, I think he was in court recently or fairly recently, and he was showing how, they had some guy in there showing how he could hack into these Dominion machines. And I think I talked to you once before where Fox supposedly paid the Dominion for, you know, attacking him erroneously, $575 million or something. But when you look at it, you had a woman on your other show a couple months ago, and she was saying that, you know, the big three corporations, you know what I mean, BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street, you know, if they control both Fox and Dominion, they're just taking the money out of one pocket and putting it in the other. Nobody's really losing anything. And how do we know that they actually made that settlement? I mean, you know, they could come out and say, oh, we did this or we did that. But, you know, we really don't know. You know, we don't see the checks being cashed or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I do. You know, I mean, I saw that. I saw it going down in real time. I was following the polls before the election. I was following the exit polls after the election. They all showed Trump with an overwhelming victory. Indeed, Rasmussen had polling showing 40% of blacks. 40% of blacks were going to vote for Trump because he'd done them some good, whereas the Democrats hadn't done them any good. You had Mike Lindell, he brought in one expert after another. You had Ron Johnson with a whole set of other experts. This is just a kind of denialism of facts that I'm finding taking place in the judicial system, God forbid, where you're supposed to be able to count on courts to take the time to expose the real facts, but where they're not doing that at all. As a friend of mine observed, there's the truth and there's the law, and they're supposed to converge, but they do not. And Frank, you know, I am 100% with you. The evidence of theft of the 2020 election is staggering. I did one report after another about it. I'll bet I probably had 50 different programs where I went into details about the theft of the election. And I have no doubt they're planning to do it all over again. I think it's going to be much harder. There's going to be a tremendous amount of focus on what happens here. But let's just forget it. Just get rid of the machines. We know they were designed to steal election. Those Dominion machines are designed to steal election, Frank. That's their purpose. Oh, yeah. Get the hell rid of the machine. Go back to paper ballots and hand counts and a voter ID, and we're going to be just fine.
You know, Jim, years ago, we kind of went to bed at night, maybe late the next morning, and we knew who won the election, okay? You know what I mean? And that was with the hand stuff. Now, with technology, you think it would have been improved, but it's just gotten worse. Are you familiar with Hammer and Scorecard?
Hammer and Scorecard. Somehow I am, but remind us, Frank. Yeah, okay. Go ahead, tell us.
Jonathan B. Wells had a guy on. He explained, Hammer is a computer. Okay, and Scorecard is the program they use. And they were catching actual changes, okay, of the votes being tallied, all right? And, you know, supposedly they document it. They can show you using this apparatus, and that's what they used. And we just got to make sure this election goes straight, you know? I mean, yeah. I've fought the Trump with a lot of broken promises, but I voted for him both times, you know? And I'm going to vote for him again, you know? And we'll see what happens.
Me too. I do believe I do believe he's the key to saving the country. I mean, it's not just making America great again, it's keeping America intact, keeping the country from falling apart, keeping the country from civil war and destroying itself. Frank, you're spot on.
I hope he does keep a lot of these promises. You know, I think he should have. Are you there, Jim?
Yes, I am.
Okay, he should have pardoned Julian Assange. He should have pardoned all those January 6th people. You know, he could have given them a blanket pardon. You know, a lot of those people are down there being tortured. Some of them are getting, you know, eye sockets broken or nose broken. They're getting urine and feces in the food, you know, here and there. I mean, they're being tortured down there. And only a couple of Congress people have gone down there and stood up for them. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene was one, and maybe Matt Gaetz. I'm not sure, but, you know, we see what they're doing in this country. They've weaponized the Department of Justice and the FBI. And, you know, we got to turn this around, Jim. And, you know, we got to have a bona fide election this time, or else, you know, they'll just give us the hairdo from California where they're shitting in the streets out there in Frisco. And, you know, maybe Michael Obama and just ram them down our throat. We'll have to see.
Right. Frank, thanks. I couldn't agree more. Points very well made. Thank you for the call.
Okay, Jim, you have a good day.
Yeah. You got it, my friend. Tom in Florida, join the conversation, Tom.
Okay, man. Good to see you. Hey, I won't forget you if I win the lottery.
Hey.
Yo.
Tom, you're on.
Hello?
You're on. You're on the air, Tom.
Oh, Jim, can you hear me? Sorry. I'm sorry about that. I had a sorry to the lawman. Hey, Jim, yeah. First off, Frank, Frank was right. Frank, another great call. Frank was right about the number. There's a 202-225, and there's also a 202-224-312. Okay? 3121. So,
yeah.
So there's I wasn't wrong, but I didn't know there was a 225. There's also a 224.
Right. There are two different numbers. Yes, you're exactly right, Tom. They're both good.
So I just wanted to throw that out there. Everybody needs to call their congresspeople today. It looks like my Orcus is a big doo-doo right now. It looks like he's going to get impeached, this criminal. But yeah, Jim, there's so much going on. Have you been talking about this Cori Bush?
Tell us about Cori Bush.
Well, she's being indicted right now by the feds. She's stealing money left and right. And here, all these black women that gain power, they go crazy like this fat Fannie Willis. Fannie Willis,
yeah.
I should drop that Trump case right there in Georgia right now. She's a criminal. Gave her boyfriend $700,000.
Yeah.
What is this with the $700,000 of Fannie Willis's boyfriend? $700,000 that Hunter Biden's spent on prostitutes and call girls? $700,000 on call girls alone, Jim, and booze and prostitutes.
Imagine
if that was Donald Trump's son. If that had been one of the Trump kids, they would be on the news 24 hours a day. You couldn't even turn on any station. And, Jim, I got to tell you, before I really want to kick in immigration, if Donald Trump and all these rich billionaires, Jim, don't buy NBC when they have an opportunity to buy one of these major networks, these kosher networks, and give it back to conservative, principled Christian men, this country's never going to change with their voter. You're talking about the votes. We got it right here in Florida because the Christians taking over the state. We're not going to allow these Zionists to take over our state. And if you buy NBC, you can change the whole narrative throughout the country about who's going to who, what, and what. Because why don't you get one of those major networks in the column, these Jews cannot keep perpetrating their filthy lies about everything. Donald Trump and all these rich conservative Christian billionaires should buy NBC. I don't care if it costs $50 billion. Unless like Elon Musk bought Twitter. X now. That's what they need to do. I wish Elon Musk would buy NBC. Maybe he should have bought that instead of Twitter or X. Now, Jim, let me get rolling. You know, Jim, yesterday I called your show, correct? You remember that, Jim?
Of course, Tom.
I just wanted to throw out because I want to throw out that Michael Avero really brought to the forefront on a lot of radio stations, the truth about immigration, because I would hammer him. I'll bring that up, actually. And a lot of callers say, Tom guy talks too much about immigration. I'm talking 5 years ago, Jim, 6 years ago. And Mike and all those guys know what I was talking about. I was 100% right. You had a couple criminals.
Tom, we all agree. You were a prophet. You were foreseen a hazard. And now it's come to pass. And we all respect that you are doing your best to alert us to a danger that has now manifest. You get accolades from every direction, Tom.
Well, thank you, Jim. I appreciate that. But, you know, I got to tell you, Jim, I got to keep something to myself. I'll keep my powder dry. But, you know, this old adage, keep your powder dry. But, you know, I had a couple callers back in the years. Back 3-4 years ago, they were calling me all kinds of names on RBN, and I'll remember their names, but I will never, you know, you want to learn how to forget, but you never forget. And I'll just remember those three characters that called and tried to get me off the show, because I was 3 years ago talking about all this insanity, actually 4 years ago, and a couple of the hosts know it and everything, so I'll let it go like that, Jim. Like you said, I'll leave that go. But there's some really nasty trolls out there. You got some very bad trolls that call in RBN once in a while, just so you know that. Now, I hope some great callers call in. I would like to hear some from the foreign callers, Mike in Brazil or Sebastian, and
lots,
all the other great callers that call
RBN. We get lots of great We get lots of great callers like you, Tom, and I do appreciate it. I'm glad you keep calling in, my friend. A final thought?
Well, my final thought, Jim, is I'm watching the news today with this Alejandro Mayorkas, and I got to tell you, I'm very proud of the congressman from Florida, the Cuban-American, who gave a wonderful speech today on the House floor to impeach this Mayorkas. He's a Cuban-American. His name is Carlos Jimenez. And he told the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth about this Alejandro Mayorkas. You don't, this guy was a firefighter, and like he said, you don't keep pouring gasoline on a fire. And that's exactly what Mayorkas has done in Job stumbling, mumbling, tumbling, fumbling Biden. They both should be arrested by a military court and tried for treason to the Constitution, Jim. And that's what I got to say. And we got to stop it at all costs. All these illegals are bringing diseases in here. Tom, we don't even know what kind of diseases are coming in here, Jim.
You got 100% agreement from every listener on RBN, Tom. Thanks for keeping beating the drum. Keep beating the drum, Tom. You're making great points, and we appreciate your efforts. Hijacker in Washington, join the conversation, Hijacker.
Yeah, great show, Professor. I don't know, maybe Tom burned the clock. Am I going to run up against the break here in the next minute?
Sure. Don't worry, I'll get you over.
Okay.
Go ahead, Hijacker.
Okay, yeah. So my main point, this is not my main point, but I just wanted to disagree about Tucker Carlson, that he's not politically astute. There was a 60 Minutes special, it was probably 10 years ago, and it was Meet the Greatest Brain Surgeon in America, who's never done surgery on a brain. And it was a black fella, and they had all these world-renowned brain surgeons, and they said, yeah, this guy knows more. He has actually watched more brain surgeries than anybody else, and when he stands beside you, you get ready to do brain surgery, you know you're not going to go wrong, just because he's watched so many, although he never did cut. Tucker Carlson's like that. For 30 years, Tucker Carlson, there's not anybody in the Senate, the House, lobbyist, political players, power brokers, nobody that's anybody. Tucker doesn't know him. Tucker's actually been in the sausage factory of politics. He's watched basically the mechanics of political power, how it works. He knows everybody. He knows all the dark passageways. He knows the landmines. For instance, he won't step on the Jewish landmine. He won't even step on the Zionist landmine. So he knows all those bright lines. So in that sense, that would make him an excellent vice president in that sense, in the sense that he's actually been in politics for 30 years. But that's not my main point, Professor.
Yeah, Hijacker, I agree with that. I think Tucker would be excellent. I mean, if I said he didn't have insight, that would have been wrong. I don't think I said it, but I wouldn't have meant it. I just meant he didn't have experience in office, but then I added neither did Trump. And I think that turns out to be an asset. Go ahead to your main point, Hijacker.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing that Tucker would do is as soon as he got picked as vice president, it would all be about him, the new leadership of the country, new leadership of the party, and that would be a perfect antidote to a Gavin Newsom, who is also young, in the sense of which two visions and which young leadership would you want to go on to take the country over. But my main point, and I'm going to do this one more time, and then
Hijacker, stand by. We're hitting the break. I'll bring you back. We'll be right back with Hijacker. Stand by.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. to you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge. And I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraine, Ltd. at Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
My main point, I know I only got 2 minutes before I hit the break, so I'll make it quick. As far as this buyout for the Palestinians, even if somebody in Turkey, Erdogan, would go along with it, or the King of Jordan were to give them their own kingdom, even if it was a $1 trillion buyout, I've done a deep dive, and this is my conclusion, that it's not going to be done. And this is the reason why. On the one hand, you've got a sort of a reptilian, psychopathic, vampiric leadership of the Jews. They're not going to budge. They'll take the whole world to war before they move, or before they'll do any kind of a deal. And then on the other hand, you've got the Palestinians who have suffered murder, rape, robbery, humiliation for 80 years, and they're a psychotic race. On the one hand, you've got a psychopathic race with the Jews, and the other hand, a psychotic race of the Palestinians who've been so beaten up, they'll never give their land up. Both of them would be willing to take the whole world to war and sacrifice literally hundreds of millions of fellow Muslims, in the case of the Palestinians. If you got to kill their children, they don't care. I'm telling you, both of them are ill. It never is going to be a done, so just get ready for
hijacker.
War.
Yeah. Well, hijacker, we're going to get a rebuttal from Layla, who's the next speaker, but let me just say, I haven't seen those traits in the Palestinians. They've been, in my opinion, incredibly patient, humane, humanitarian. I mean, I just think you got it wrong. You're right about Israel.
We can see where it's going. Why don't they take the $1 trillion bailout? Save the world. Do us a favor. Do the whole world a favor. Save us. But they won't.
And hijacker, I'm telling you, thanks. All right. Thanks, hijacker. Look,
Okay.
Most disagree with you. I disagree with you, but I'm glad for you to have the opportunity to make your argument, and I appreciate that. Thanks very much for the call. Layla, join the conversation. Glad to have you back.
Actually, I can understand what Frank was saying. I'm having difficulty hearing you, too, so maybe there's a problem with the soundboard. First of all, I want to thank Hijacker for alerting us or confirming what many of us have suspected for a long time, that Tucker Carlson is a Talmudic Kabbalist. With that red bracelet around his wrist, many people have noticed it. And now that he at Hijacker has praised him as a good VP, he's confirmed what we've suspected. But I have another question. Hijacker is trying to shift the responsibility onto the Palestinians for saving the whole world from being consumed by a conflagration. That's because the Palestinians 100 years ago invaded what? Oh, no, wait. They were invaded. So these people who were invaded, brutalized for 100 years, repeatedly brutalized, they're now the ones and have succumbed. They have no weapons, no fancy imperialists behind them with all the power and the might of the Western world to defend them and give them a green light to go ahead and slaughter. They're the bad guys. They have endured it. They have died. How many children? How many babies? The babies especially are guilty. They're the worst psychotics of all. They actually dared to die.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Layla, I agree with you. I think Hijacker missed the boat on this one, but he's certainly right about the sadistic Jews who are slaughtering Palestinians. The whole world can see it. It's not up for debate.
Jim, I know you can see it and others can see it too. So what he's doing is he's sugarcoating it. It's like when you want to say something, you know the old saying, you catch more flies with honey. So what he's doing is he's giving his core message a sugar coating or a honey coating. That's okay.
Well,
he can do that.
Yeah.
The RBN listeners are smart enough that they know better.
I think Hijacker is clearly advocating a minority view, Layla. I know of no other caller who would agree with him on that particular point. On the other hand, let me say, I have followed Tucker for years, and I just don't see any indication that he's a Zionist puppet. I do not see it. But I respect your view. I'm just saying my experience with Tucker, which is extensive. I mean, I used to watch Fox just so I could catch Tucker. He was so damn good and head and shoulders above others. I just haven't seen it in him. Now, maybe I'm wrong, and I respect your view, and you're going to be sensitive to indications that I might miss. So I just want to put that on the record. Go ahead, Layla.
No,
go ahead.
No, Jim, it's not just I liked what he said. What I didn't like was his shrieky tone of voice. He went up and down, and he would sound, and he would giggle. That used to bother me.
Hang on. We got a break, but we'll keep you on. We'll return with Layla right after this break.
There's nothing you can do that can't be done.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Center. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tahi Boutique Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being around. Help me get my feet back on the ground.
Layla, go ahead with your further thoughts.
Ah, yes. The audio is improved, so Julie or whoever might be there has adjusted the soundboard. Anyway, I'd like to put in my recommendations for a vice president. I really
sure.
think that someone like Douglas McGregor, Colonel Douglas McGregor, or Scott Ritter would be excellent because of their vast knowledge, their reasonable articulation of the wars that the U.S. is now involved in. They have intimate knowledge. And Douglas McGregor, I really liked the last interview I saw with him where he was with Judge Napolitano, and he said he would always fight for the right for Jews to be there and for the right of Israel to be there. But he would not allow them to do what they have been doing and making the U.S., implicating Israel, the U.S. as a partner of Israel in its crimes. So
let me respond to that. The vice president really is kind of a cipher. He's too good to waste. I'd make him Secretary of Defense. And I think Scott Ritter might be good. He might be good at NSA. Scott Ritter might be good at NSA or CIA. McGregor, no defense. He's wasted as vice president because he doesn't have a very active role. But I agree with you on his excellence. He's superior intellectually, morally, in terms of knowledge, in every way. I admire him.
Both McGregor and Scott Ritter. I'll tell you why I suggest them as VP, because I think Donald Trump is going to be attacked. And despite his ability to pay for his own private security, I think he needs a vice president who will not turn on him. A man, he needs someone with honor. And those two men demonstrate the American virtues of honor and fidelity.
Yes.
So that's why I think we need a VP who will be able to protect him and watch his back. Like
there's certainly, those are totally reasonable, totally responsible suggestions, Layla. I mean, they deserve consideration and they should have a high position, influential position in a Trump administration. I agree with that. You have a final thought for today?
Actually, there are a couple of things, if you don't mind. This may be my last call to RBN, so I don't want anyone to worry. If you don't hear from me for a long time, don't worry, I'm fine. I'd like to make a couple of other important points. David Cameron's declaration today that it's time for the United Kingdom to recognize a state of Palestine, apart and separate, not allowing Israel to have a veto, is a profound historic statement. To my mind, it is just slightly less significant than the Balfour Declaration. To me, it is, I was astounded when I heard that David Cameron had made that statement. Obviously, he had the approval of cabinet or else he would not have done that. So I think there is hope for peace, but Israel will not accept it. Any provocation that is going to interfere with the current people in charge in Israel are going to see every little reasonable comment as an incitement and a green light for them to go crazy. So, but I don't know. What are your thoughts on David Cameron's declaration? Do you recognize it as an...
Oh, it's historic. Yeah. It's news to me, Layla. I'll be covering it. It'll be a lead story tomorrow. See, you're just ahead of me on this particular news. When I'm doing the shows, I'm not reading the latest news. So you're ahead of me. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad
it's
for you to
report. Yeah. And he said it was also irreversible. His declaration was irreversible. To my mind, that is astounding. And it's long overdue, but nonetheless, I'm amazed it came from David Cameron, of all people. But anyway, that's one issue. The other question I have is, I won't be calling in again. So the next time Hijacker calls in, I'd like to know who gave him the authority to speak on behalf of the state of Israel, that it will pay off billions, or even, I think he even used the word trillion, that he would pay off the Palestinians. He doesn't have the financing, I assume, to do it. I don't think he's speaking for Soros. He must be speaking for Netanyahu. Where does he get the authority? And secondly, the last part of that statement, my question is, how much are they willing to pay to a Palestinian that is willing to walk away and negate and deny and desecrate their ancestry and their heritage? Is it 30 shekels or 30 pieces of silver?
Nicely. Listen, I think he only meant it as a suggestion, a way of resolving, but Cameron has the superior recommendation.
He's been persistent. I've gone back and listened to every single time he has called it. And secondly, just using a fake ID, I mean, use another alias. You know, Hijacker? Well, that's what they did. They hijacked the whole country. Actually, hijacked the U.S. And by the
Layla,
way,
it's
Tom,
okay. Yeah.
One final comment for Tom. Tom says that everyone used to criticize it. Not everyone, Tom. I remember it was before COVID when I said to Mike Rivero, what everybody needs to do from Canada down all the way to the U.S., we need to rush down to the southern border and create a human shield to prevent those invaders. I used the word invasion when the caravans were coming through, financed by Soros, all using WhatsApp to coordinate their activities. I also, in another call, referred to Tom as the Paul Revere of the immigration, saying that the invaders are coming, the invaders are coming. So not everybody was opposed to your comments, Tom. I was also, it was going on in Canada, but we don't have an RBN in Canada. It's far worse here than you can imagine. Now, at least there you have a report, but you don't know what's happened to the major cities in Canada. they've turned into sewage repositories. They're just horrid. But anyway, I've had my say. And oh, by the way, on the issue of Dominion machines, remember, they came from England via Canada. The Dominion machines were manufactured or sold out of Toronto, Canada. And remember, the official name of Canada is the Dominion of Canada. We have always the U.S. has always been looking at the southern border. You're sandwiched between England on the north, which Thomas Jefferson recognized that England would never let go of the U.S. because of its actions in the north, in British North America, Canada, and what was happening on the south. So be very wary of anything that comes out of Canada. Anyway, I wish you all the best of luck, and I hope Trump gets in, and I hope he gets a VP that will be worthy of making America great again. So,
and Layla, anytime you're disposed, anytime you want to come back on, you're always welcome on this show. And I thank you for your many excellent contributions. We value your perspective and your voice immensely. Thank you for today.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you. God bless America. Bye for now.
Bye for now. Thomas in New Mexico, join the conversation, Thomas.
Thank you, Jim. I just got a short comment. Shocking video, Jim. You need to see. Shocking. If you go to stevequayle.com, it's on the, I think, the second or third link down, and it's going to say, "Share." Everybody needs to share this video with everyone about the border, and it shows that just about a half mile away from that border park at Eagle Pass, Texas, where they're supposedly supposed to be guarding and putting up razor wire, they're about a half mile to about a mile away, open gate where anybody can come right, walk in right across the border. And if you watch the video further, you'll see about every half mile there's open gate. So they're really not doing diddly squat. They're just making a big deal, you know, saying they're putting razor wire up and guarding it with the Texas National Guard. But just about a half mile away, they got open gates. No razor wire. Why no razor wire on them open gates?
Thomas,
that's
very upsetting. You're telling me the governor of Texas is deceiving us about what he's doing and whether or not the National Guard is actually securing the border. Am I understanding you correctly?
Sir, that's my point. Go to stevequayle.com about two links down. You'll see the title of it will say on the link, everybody needs to watch and everybody needs to share that video, what's going on at Eagle Pass, Texas. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. My final last comment. Or go ahead, Jim.
No, I was just saying, though, I mean, that's just breathtaking that he should be misleading us about this. I'm very disturbed.
I believe they are. And then my final comment, I totally 100% stand with Layla. She's one of my favorite callers. I hope she calls in again. I'll miss her if she doesn't call in. I stand with the Palestine people, and I will. And I hope I don't get attacked by saying this, but USA is a terrorist nation. So is Israel. Reason why I say USA is a terrorist nation is because we're funding Israel. And if I could say one more last comment, be my last comment.
Sure.
They're not going to just kill Palestinians and genociding them but they're going to be killing Christians. Jews will be killing the fake Jews in Israel. Will be killing Christians. Why do I say that? And please forgive me, Jim. I know you're not a believer, but please let me share this. All the presidents have signed the Noahide laws, and the Noahide laws has nothing to do with Noah in the Bible. One of their Noahide laws it sounds similar to the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not worship no idols. But the Jews, they're demonic Zionist demons. I don't even know what Netanyahu is, if he's reptilian or what, but he's a demon. That's what he is. He's a criminal. He's a scumbag. And according to their Noahide laws, that if you worship Jesus, that they'll kill you under the Noahide laws. They call worshiping Jesus, it's idol worship under the Noahide laws. And thanks for letting me share that. So they are going to be coming. They're going to be coming after Christians here, globally under the Noahide laws. Every single president, including I'm not a Trump supporter. Donald Trump is also a Zionist. Donald Trump also murdered that general a few years back, I think in 2018.
Soleimani.
2019.
Soleimani. Yeah. Soleimani.
Yeah, and that's all I got. Yeah. And thank you, Jim, for taking my call.
You got it, Thomas. Thanks very much. Laura in Michigan, join the conversation.
Hello, Mr. Fetzer. Don't you know that truth is no defense in a courtroom?
So I have discovered.
Not even to
defamation, Laura.
Right. Trump sure found that out, too.
Yeah.
I wanted to say, when Trump was going to appoint different judges, and I remember him saying this, he got a list from the Federalist Foundation and the Heritage Society, which I call a heretic. Those people did not give him good judges. It is through in one or two, but he needs to get away from those people, those foundations.
Yeah.
They're not
I'm sure
you.
Disillusioned. I'm sure disillusioned with Amy Coney Barrett, I'll just tell you that. She turns out to be a big loser, in my opinion. And Roberts has been a problem for a long time. I think the others, Alito and Kavanaugh are very good, I think, but the liberal justices seem to be very weak and not committed to the Constitution, but to ideology.
I wanted to throw out a couple of lawyers' names. They're good men, good constitutional lawyers, and patriotic. One's name is Vieira. Edmund Vieira. It's Meredith Vieira's brother. He's a very good man. There's Jonathan Emore. Well, that's the kind of people that Donald Trump needs to get.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad you got the names out there.
I meant
Gorsuch, of course, rather than Alito, who was already on the bench. Yeah. Lord, good stuff. He does need the right, real constitutional attorneys. That's where Scalia was a great loss, and I'm convinced he was murdered to alter the composition of the court. They saw Scalia as a major obstacle to all kinds of harebrained Democrat ideas, and he was taken out. There's actually a movie with Julia Roberts called The Pelican Brief that's about murdering some. Yeah, Supreme Court justices for political purposes.
What they did.
I think they did, and I'm really sorry about that.
We live in real life now.
Yes. Laura, give us a final thought.
Well, I just wish Trump would get out of the beltway when he's appointing people. Get out of the beltway. Get out of that whole system,
good.
There's people out in the country there that's got better sense than these people do.
Laura, that's really good.
I want to say I agree with Layla.
That is sound
advice. I don't trust Tucker. I don't think Tucker's great. I think he's going to end up being a turncoat, just like Pence did. That red string on his hand.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that.
To the Kabbalah. Yeah, I just don't like it. Yeah.
Laura, thanks. Thanks very much. Good call. I love you. Get out of the beltway. Get out of the beltway. You got it spot on. John in Colorado. John, join a conversation.
Yeah, hello, Dr. Fetzer. Interesting show. As far as Tucker Carlson, yeah, it'd be interesting, even though he's got his own site and his own show now. That's going to be interesting to watch that and what happens. But you're talking about if he gets in government politics, you know, whether he could be CIA-backed all the time as a that people don't see, that could be one. But it's interesting if they think of bringing him in as a vice president or something like that. But I like, I forget, what was you talking about? Was the NSA would be a good, was it Ritter? Anything like
that? Scott
would
Ritter,
be good.
Scott Ritter and Colonel McGregor, yeah.
Yeah, McGregor, yeah, McGregor's good too. The other thing is, I like Layla. I hope she comes back. I don't know. She said she's okay.
She's got a welcome mat here. Yeah, I believe she will. Go ahead.
As far as the border goes, Jim, just, you know, whether the governor is just kind of deceiving or what's going to happen. Now, they brought tanks up. Now, they're going to fire on the invaders coming in. Is that what's going to happen? And you talk about the army is bringing out, you know, they're doing maneuvering. Are they going to do something, or are they going to kind of...
We're going to find out, John. We're going to find out in short order. A lot's going to happen here during this very week.
Yeah. I got one final thing, and I'll get off. I noticed in the last few months now, talk about get off on publishing books. There's three publishers now that go on TV, Conant, Newman Springs, and I can't think of the third one. They're talking about they'll publish your book and all that stuff. They got Amazon. They'll help sell on. And that tells me one thing. Well, if you want to write dissident books for that, they're definitely not going to do that. So I'm wondering why all of a sudden these publishers are advertising. There's something going on. It's just funny to, you know, listen to that all of a sudden. With all the
That's interesting. That's interesting, John. I hadn't even thought about it. But, you know, having had six books banned by Amazon, I mean, I know a certain amount about book publishing, and I'm glad you mention it, because you might be right. There might be something there. A final thought, John?
Other than that, like I said, Israel is a rogue nation. They're Satan. And if they do something, you know, they need to be. And the U.S., the same thing. Because once the U.S., if they got away and said, we're not supporting you or anything, Israel just collapsed.
Yeah.
So that's what you think about. So anyway, Jim, have a good day. Take care.
Thanks, John. Thanks for the call. Alexander in Canada, join us.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yep. Yes.
See, I just want to respond. Like, see, I agree with Layla with what she said about Hijacker. And see, Sir Hijacker is completely wrong. He said that if a buyout happens, there's going to be a peace on Earth, and all of us are going to be living happily ever after. No, you see, it's just like what the caller before, Laura. The Jews have an agenda to attack Christianity. She said, like, look what's happening at the border. Look at the Black Lives Matter. Look at the Antifa. Look at the LGBTQ. Look at the Hebrew Aid Immigration Society, which is a Jewish organization funding illegals coming to America. Look at the attacks on Christianity. Look at Hollywood. Look at the movies by Seth Rogen, who's a Jewish actor and director, and making all these movies attacking Christianity and so on. Look at the Jews in academia. So, and And see, sir, Israel occupies the Golan Heights of Syria, the Shaiba territories in Lebanon. So what Hijack is going to say now, the Syrians in the Golan Heights and the Lebanese in Shaiba have to leave as well and have their own kingdom in Turkey and Morocco, whatever. So
Alexander, I'd like to give you more time. I got one more caller I want to squeeze in. Could call back tomorrow and we'll give you more time.
You.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate everything you're saying here, John in Michigan. John, the time is yours.
Yes, Jim, this is all baloney about buyout. They're Khazarians. It's not their land. The Rothschilds gave Rothschilds had some property there, and the Balfour Declaration was something that these Ashkenazis dealt with the Rothschilds with to go in and cause problems in Germany. Go to the Balfour Declaration. You'll see these people, they don't belong there. It's not their land. They want Gaza, too, because I've heard recently that there's a lot of mineral deposits offshore that are worth billions, and they didn't get Ukraine is where they're from originally. They're Mongols, and they're heathens, and they haven't left any of that behind. So to say that there should be a deal with the Palestinians weren't supposed to be killed, but because they're heathens, the Rothschilds and the Ashkenazis here in America allowed them to go in and just kill Palestinians, and you can read American Jew and Fascist Racist Israel by Jack Bernstein and see the whole story of that history. So that's not their property. They've just been allowed to do it because our country's run by Ashkenazis, and that's who's in charge over there in Israel. And they're heathens, and there should be no deal. They should be eliminated. If anybody being eliminated, they should be eliminated because they are people without country, because Ukraine is where they came from, and they lost that one, and so they're just people without country, and that's why he continues. He's an Ashkenazi, folks. Balfour Declaration, and Jack, American Jew and fascist racist John, Israel will tell you the whole story.
John, thanks for the call. Glad to get you in here. Everyone, spend as much time with your family, friends, and people you love and care about. We do not know how much time we have left, and support RBN. Thanks for being here.
Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.